happened to Britney Spears? How could her father get control of her whole life even when she was an adult? I'm RJ Island, and I've got details about that in my book, The Britney Spears Conservatorship Case. Here's an excerpt, part 5, Mental Capacity. In early February 2008, Britney Spears was being held against her will at UCLA Medical Center because her psychiatrist deemed her to be a danger to herself or others. Her father, Jamie, had just gotten Judge Reva Gertz to grant him a temporary conservatorship over Britney to give him control over her money, property, and her whole person. However, his lawyers needed a key document to seal the deal. Checking the dementia box on the conservatorship form was not quite enough to meet the court's standards for giving Jamie full legal and physical control of his daughter and her property. The orders for the conservatorship, as well as a court-appointed lawyer, all hinged on whether Britney had the mental capacity to care for herself, manage her own money and property, and understand how to choose her own lawyer. A capacity declaration from a doctor was the primary basis for determining mental capacity. These reports would be sealed from the general public to protect medical privacy. Although sealed documents are unavailable for general public access, every document filed with the court is logged in the public record, and that log can be viewed by anyone. The initial application for conserving Britney was submitted to the probate department at Los Angeles Superior Court on Friday, February 1, 2008. That next Monday, the conservatorship team had another hearing in court to complete the conservatorship process. Dr. Deborah Nadell was reportedly treating Britney at the time and had called for her to be sent to the hospital in the first place. However, she wouldn't give Jamie's lawyers a capacity report. They spent the weekend searching for another doctor to complete the paperwork. On Monday, Jamie's lawyer Geraldine Weil detailed her search. Quote, "In the early afternoon of Saturday, February 2, 2008, I contacted Dr. James Long, a psychiatrist who had treated Britney at some point in 2007 and has had some reporting function to the family law court, the details of which I am unaware. I informed Dr. Long of the orders appointing temporary conservators and letters of temporary conservatorship for both Britney's estate and person, and told him that while Dr. Long was under no order to provide a capacity declaration, Mr. Spears had been informed by the court that he needed to provide a capacity declaration so that the court could make necessary determinations relating to the conservatorships. I informed Dr. Long that I would try to reach him over the weekend. I left a message on Dr. Long's office voicemail on the evening of Saturday, February 2, 2008, and then paged him late in the morning on Sunday, February 3, 2008. Dr. Long promptly returned the page and told me that he had been instructed by his attorney not to discuss the matter with me. I requested that Dr. Long ask his attorney to call me and provided my telephone number at the hotel at which I am staying. I received a telephone message from the hotel receptionist stating that Dr. Long had called the main number and asked the receptionist to give me the message that neither Dr. Long nor his counsel may speak with me. Dr. Long's rejection on late Sunday morning gave the conservatorship lawyers around 24 hours before the hearing on Monday at 1:30 to find a proper doctor, have them meet with Britney to evaluate her, write up a capacity declaration report, and file it at LA Superior Court. The declarations that were filed that Monday came from Britney's father and his lawyers. They hadn't managed to get a doctor's capacity declaration to the courthouse on time. Lawyer Adam Streisand, whom Britney had called to help her over the weekend, recounted that Monday morning in the documentary Framing Britney Spears. He said, quote, "The day I went to court for her, the judge said, 'I've got a medical report and you haven't seen it, Mr. Streisand, and I'm not going to show it to you. And it shows that she's not capable of retaining counsel and directing counsel on her own.'" In the official minutes entered for the Monday, February 4th hearing, there is no mention of a capacity report or any doctor who might have written one or given testimony about Britney. There is nothing to support claims of a lack of capacity. Following the hearing, the conservatorship lawyers wrote up orders for Judge Gertz to sign off on Wednesday, February 6th. In these orders, Dr. J. Edward Spahr's declaration entered the records. It was listed as a document distinctly separate from those already filed in the case on Monday. Quote, "As a result of the pleadings that have been filed, comma, the declaration by J. Edward Spahr, M.D., comma, and the report of PVP counsel, that is, the court-appointed lawyer, and the report of PVP counsel Mr. Ingham, comma, the court finds that Ms. Spears does not have the capacity to retain counsel, and she lacked the capacity to retain Adam F. Streisand as her counsel." The capacity declaration was then referenced two more times in the February 6th order, quote, Ms. Spears has a right to be present at this hearing and she is not present. According to Dr. Spahr's declaration, Ms. Spears does not have the ability to attend the hearing. Mr. Ingham indicated in his report that Ms. Spears was given an opportunity through him to communicate to this court and she has elected not to. On the basis of Dr. Spahr's declaration and Mr. Ingham's report, court should waive Ms. Spears' presence at the hearing. So that's all that's publicly known about Brittany's father failing to get a doctor's report to go with his conservatorship application, even though the application required a doctor's report to support his claim that she had dementia and couldn't take care of herself. Judge Reva Gertz didn't mind and approved his conservatorship over her. Learn more in my book, The Brittany Spears Conservatorship Case. Check out another excerpt or buy a copy at the link in the show notes, www.brittanycase.com. Thank you for listening to The Brittany Case. The show is hosted and produced by RJ Island with music by The Doseman. Hear more at thedoseman.bandcamp.com.